Cares.
Hot 102.7, Monday's Hot Cares. We all know the unemployment situation in South Africa is drastic at the moment, and people are losing their jobs every day. And these days, as a human being, you have to hustle.
Yeah, you've got to hustle. And I think, you know, you've mentioned about unemployment, specifically youth unemployment, which is why I'm very excited about today's story. First of all, we got a message in from Merle. She calls herself the Granny Groupie. I love that. And she's nominated a colleague, Sbongile, who with whom she works, Sbongile Malinga, who is a very hardworking worker and obviously very dedicated to her family, part of the church choir, and just a delight to be around, very dedicated, and a single mother supporting her children and helps where she can with her grandchildren who live in Mpumalanga. But she has this nephew who's 31 years old. He is unemployed.
And like so many people out there.
Like so many people. And the rate of youth unemployment in this country is absolutely out of control. It's 74% of people. And I think a lot of people are really desperate and they don't know what to do. So Sbongile has had this idea.
And it's a great one too. We can find out more because we've got her on the phone.
Yes, Sbongile Malinga. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm very well, thank you. You know, you're speaking to Bunny and Tony and Johnny and Simon from Joby's Hottest Breakfast Show on Hot 102.7.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We heard that you and your nephew Togozane have an idea. Merle contacted us and said that you're thinking about doing a bit of a side business. Tell us about that.
Yes, I'm thinking about doing some small business, something that can just can have some little bit of earning some money, because it's difficult for me right now.
You're supporting your children and your grandchildren, and now Togozane is not working.
Yeah, no, my son is not working, and he's got four grandchildren.
So tell us about this idea.
Yeah, because I've been around there in my area to look what kind of business the others they've got. I was working with my nephew to see what kind of business that is, because he done this business before at home. He was selling chani pao and some hot chips.
Okay.
So now, when he got there, there's no other place that they sell hot chips. So we did go to town to find out about. There was this shop, they're selling the chips there. I looked at what kind of a stove they're using.
Okay.
But that, I was looking at the stove that they're using and what kind of the things that they put in the chips and how much they're selling the chips.
So you've done your research. So you went and you looked at the kind of food, the places you might sell it, as well as the equipment you would need. And what did you come up with in terms of a number as to how much that would cost you to get started, Sbongile?
Okay, altogether, it's going to cost me almost 6,000.
Okay.
It's going to be fun. Because it's 6,918 rand.
Okay.
I think the small things I can afford to buy, like tomato sauce, cheese sauce, that kind of thing I can buy. Only the bigger one.
I love the way that you've gone out there, found a gap in the market.
Yep.
Well, here at Hot 102.7, Hot Cares heard about your story from Merle.
Yes.
Yeah, Merle is a lovely lady.
She's a lovely lady, huh?
she is. Huh. She is.
We know the unemployment situation in South Africa is bad, but when you hear somebody going out there being tenacious like you, going out having a look at something that can be done, I think you deserve to be helped.
Yeah. They say Vukuzenzele, you are not waiting for something to come to you. So Hot Cares will be helping for you to get your business on track. I know you need gas cylinders, you need a chip fryer, you need the commercial stainless steel trays, you need a guillotine, and you need 6,000 rand, but we're going to get you equipment valued at 10,000 rand.
Oh my God, thank you so much. Thank you. Really, I appreciate it. I don't know what to say. Oh, thank you so much. Wow. Thank God. Thank you.
When you start your business up, we want to be the first people to taste your chips, all right?
Yes, thank you so much. I will appreciate it. I'll let you know every step of the way.
Yeah?
I'm on it.
I see you've got the small takeaway boxes for the chips and the large takeaway boxes. We'll have a large, thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I will appreciate the large one.
Well, you just go and give Merle a very big hug, and we wish you very good luck.
I will did help me. Both of them and Mr. Fox, they did help me.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I don't know what to say. Oh, didn't expect it. Hot Kiss.